Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, consumers may not necessarily be aware of all the programs and policies within the so-called Farm Bill that impacts them in everyday life, something farmers and ranchers agree needs to be communicated better. Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
The current Farm Bill is set to expire in 2 years, meaning various stakeholders are already discussing what they would like to see added or improved upon within the 2023 Farm Bill. Now, most think Farm Bill means farm programs, safety net-oriented programs such as agricultural risk coverage, price loss coverage, dairy margin coverage, and crop insurance. But as Dale Moore of the American Farm Bureau Federation indicates, a Farm Bill covers much more than that.
Conservation programs, nutrition programs, forestry, you name it, all the way up through the rural development and research, all of those programs, while attention tends to focus on the Title I programs, it is not a good thing to ignore the benefits that are provided to all of Americans relative to the rest of the farm programs.
For instance, the nutrition title and its programs make up the largest part of any Farm Bill. And Bill Gordon of the American Soybean Association says this area is as important to producers as it is to end users.
How they've been able to take those programs and really dial them down, again, to the people that need food. And that's important to farmers, too, as part of that. The creation of food on our side, working with that part of that Farm Bill and understanding that is crucially important.
Dale Moore says continued development and expansion of rural broadband within a new Farm Bill is needed to foster growth in rural economic development and quality of life for communities and regions, as well as support farm innovations and technologies, like those related to precision agriculture.
Broadband has become increasingly important to broadband programs that help expand not only the coverage of broadband, but in those areas improve how much it can carry.
Increased support for ag-related research and development programs within a new Farm Bill is not just important regarding feeding the world's population, creating new varieties of food products that consumers demand, and assuring crops and livestock are protected from pest and disease. For Jim Baer of the U.S. Apple Association and other specialty crop growers and supporters whose crops do not fall into the category of program crops, ag research support is crucial.
We don't have the private research that's conducted in row crops, for example, where billions of dollars are spent for developing new varieties or other production tools. For us, it's nearly all university and USDA researchers, so we're really dependent on that.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.